Every month we love to find out what is happening with Transcare, that wonderful community organisation. Joining us as always, Gary Lane. How are we doing, Gary?
Good, Andrew. Yourself?
Very well, thanks, mate. I believe you've got some funding for home modifications. What's that all about?
Yeah, we've applied for some additional funding in that area as part of the Commonwealth Home Support Program. And we've received that for the next financial year, and that's about giving us the ability to provide assistance to eligible clients, you know, with organising.
So if somebody needs like a
simple home modification.
Yeah, if they need a handrail or something like that.
That's right, and grab rails and, you know, other ramps and things like that. And there's also the possibility of doing a little bit more complex modifications if we can get an assessment done by an occupational therapist. So it really sets us up to be a one-stop shop for aged care.
That's fantastic. If somebody would like to find out more about that, what do you recommend?
It will take us a little time to get that service up and running, but probably keep checking the website. But
yep.
We will also incorporate it in our wellness and reablement program to inform our clients.
Now, there's some huge news. One of the biggest names in journalism and basically pop culture for the last 40 years in Australia is visiting the Hunter.
Yes, as part of our wellness and reablement program, we're bringing Ida Buttrose to the Upper Hunter, and she's going to provide a ageing welfare and wellness workshop across six of our towns.
Fantastic. The first event is actually this Wednesday.
Yep, in Aberdeen on the 23rd. Followed by Musselbrook on the 24th and Denman on the 25th. And then the following week, we start off on the 30th with Merriwa, followed by Murundi and Scone, finishing up on Friday the 2nd of July.
That is really impressive. I mean, amongst other things, Ida Buttrose is very much a name that everybody knows from older generations right through until now, but she's certainly a name that the older generations have come to trust.
That's right, and she's coming up to talk to them, you know, about social issues that they face in an aged population and, you know, the importance of being remaining a member of the community. And she covered topics like self-fulfillment and the right to have control over life and end-of-life choices and their realities that everyone has to face.
Yep.
And she'll bring a really good perspective on that issue, I think.
Oh, absolutely, as she does on everything else. She's probably one of the most professional people I think you'll ever come across. That's Ida Buttrose visiting the Upper Hunter thanks to Transcare. Will the locations and times of her events and be on the website as well, Gary?
They will be on the website. It is open only to our clients.
Yep.
We don't take members of the public, although we are holding opening it up a little bit in Merriwa because we have only a small number of clients over there. And the local representatives know of what time and where it is, but it'll certainly be on our website and can always contact Tish here at Transcare for information.
That's the way. The phone number is always 6545 3113, or that website transcare.org.au. Gary Lane, as always, thank you very much for joining us, mate. We'll speak to you next month.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.